A very good morning to you. It is Saturday, the 4th of April, 2020. This is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. If we look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse 14, the Word of God says, "For He Himself is our peace." Who is our peace? Jesus Christ alone is our peace. In John chapter 14 and verse 27, the Lord says, "My peace give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Therefore, let not your heart be troubled, and neither be afraid." Yesterday, a very dear man contacted me. He's a man that I am mentoring. I have many spiritual sons. And he said to me, "Angus, he's very concerned because there are many businessmen who are in turmoil. Their businesses have closed and they see everything they have built up over many, many years literally slipping through their fingers. Please pray for them." I want to say to you today that the peace which the world is looking for is not found on the outside. It is not found in the creation that you have made on the farm, whether it be your cattle, your maize crop. It's not your business, your restaurant. It's not your building enterprise. It's not your mining concern. It is in Jesus Christ and in Him alone. We have named our farm Shalom. Shalom is a Hebrew word. It means many things, but mainly peace. Whenever the master came to someone's house and he walked in through the door, he would say, "Shalom," which means "the peace of the Lord be with you." Today, my dear friend, don't look outward, look inward. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, is available to you today if you would just focus on the peacemaker himself. The Lord Jesus Christ himself is our peace. And lastly, if you look at the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 7, it says very clearly that if you abide in me and my word abides in you, whatever things you ask, I will give unto you. May God bless you richly today as you keep your focus on the Prince of Peace. Because if he is with you, you have absolute peace and security. Have a wonderful day, and we'll speak tomorrow morning. God bless you, and goodbye.